This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 100 days of Ministry of Foreign Affairs under Minister Sisir Khanal, from efficient service delivery to expanding economic diplomacy. At least 11 people killed in second Russian strikes on Kyiv in a week. And England and Norway advanced to quarterfinals after a round of 16 thrillers of FIFA World Cup 2026. Now the news in detail. As the government completed its first 100 days, it has announced significant milestone in governance and service delivery. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, led by Minister Sisir Khanal, advanced these goals by launching the Mofa Mitra app for citizens abroad and expanding online consular services to 537 local levels. Key diplomatic achievements included resolving a major police clearance certificate issue for 200 Nepalese in Portugal and coordinating the rescue of 819 online scam victims from Southeast Asia. Furthermore, continuous diplomacy secured amenities for 128 Nepalese in UAE and 33 in Saudi Arabia, while administrative talks facilitated tea exports to India. Amid West Asia tensions, a 24-hour response unit successfully repatriated 1,047 citizens. Domestically, MOFA finalized a new passport system launching July 13, expanded district passport delivery via the postal service and coordinated high-level courtesy calls for Prime Minister Balendra Shah. Economic diplomacy remained paramount, leveraging foreign missions to boost trade, investment and tourism. Internationally, Nepal officially requested to defer its LDC graduation to November 2029 due to shifting global conditions. The ministry also advanced ex-Gurkha grievances with the United Kingdom exchanged in the Indian Ocean Conference and held bilateral talks with nations including Switzerland and Norway. Notably, the UN adopted Nepal's proposal declaring April 15 International Wellness Day, and Germany agreed to return 800-year-old ancient Nepali manuscripts. Finally, to enhance transparency, the government launched its first ever open application process for ambassadorial positions, drawing 3,000 applicants. Tourist arrivals in Langtang National Park have seen a notable decline during the current fiscal year compared to the previous year, causing a corresponding drop in overall revenue collection, according to the latest data provided by the park administration. The Langtang region, which encompasses the famous high-altitude Kosai Kunda trekking trail and religious site, historically draws a robust mix of foreign and domestic visitors. However, the park has welcomed a total of 50,360 tourists so far this fiscal year, falling to match the nearly 56,000 visitors recorded in the previous fiscal years. Of the current year arrivals, 39,011 were domestic travellers, 10,561 arrived from third countries, and 788 originated from SAARC nations. This downturn in foot traffic has directly impacted the park's financial landscape. Information Officer Ganesh Prasad Tiwari confirmed that revenue collections from entry fees and park permits currently stand at rupees 42.8 million so far this year, down from 57.7 million rupees generated during the last fiscal year. The drop poses immediate challenges for the region, as the revenue generated from tourism is traditionally heavily utilized to fund essential park protection programs, local biodiversity management, and sustainable livelihood support initiatives for community in the buffer zones. Representatives from Fly Dubai and Pokhara-based tourism entrepreneurs have met to discuss strategies for ensuring the sustainability of upcoming Pokhara-Dubai flight service. Ahead of the scheduled September 23rd launch, the airline's leadership coordinated with the Pokhara Chamber of Commerce and Industry alongside local restaurant and bar associations to build a reliable operational framework. Airline officials noted that community and stakeholder backing is essential for the route, which will connect Pokhara Pokhara to major global destinations like London, New York and Tokyo. In response, local business leaders promised full private sector cooperation to support the daily flights, which were recently approved by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal. The launch aligns with recent government policy initiatives designed to bring international carriers to the airport. Local entrepreneurs remain highly optimistic that this regular daily service will mark a major turning point for the airport, which has primarily handled domestic flights since opening in early 2023 and will drive a significant influx of international tourists to Pokhara and the surrounding areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. At least 11 people have been killed in Ukraine's capital Kyiv following a second night of Russian strikes in a week, the city's top military administrator told the media. Some 46 people have been injured, including 5 children. 3 more people were killed in wider Kyiv region. Rescue efforts are continuing at more than 20 locations, the authorities said, adding that residential high-rise buildings were hit in 2 districts. The strikes come on the eve of the NATO summit in Turkey, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to hold talks with President Trump. Hours before the latest strikes, Zelensky had warned that Moscow was preparing for a second massive strike on Kyiv following its attacks on Thursday that killed 30 people. It was another frightening night for people in the Ukrainian capital, with loud explosions and boom of Ukraine's air defenses in action. Once again, many residents sought shelter underground. Russian ballistic missiles hit several buildings across the city, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said, adding that fires had broken out in some apartment complexes. Warehouses and a garage workshop were also damaged, according to the mayor. Now, football. In a spectacular day of knockout football, England edged past co-host Mexico 3-2 in a thrilling encounter at Mexico City Stadium. Jude Bellingham powered the Three Lions ahead with a lightning-fast first-half brace, followed by a hurricane penalty in the second half. Despite playing with 10 men after Gerald Quansha was sent off in the 54th minute and conceding goals to Julian Quiñones and Raul Jimenez, England held firm to seal their tournament spot in the next round. Meanwhile, Norway pulled off a massive upset by defeating heavyweights Brazil 2-1 at New York, New Jersey Stadium, fueled by a brilliant double from Erling Haaland in the 78th and 89th minutes before a late consolation penalty from Neymar. Following the latest string of high-stake results, attention shifts entirely to the final round of the 16 fixtures scheduled for Tuesday. That in a massive Iberian derby, Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal will square off against Spain at the Dallas Stadium in one of the most highly anticipated encounters of the tournament. Likewise, United States men's national team will look to capitalize on their momentum as they take on a formidable Belgium side at the Seattle Stadium. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy across the country. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Tarai region of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. 100 days of Ministry of Foreign Affairs under Minister Sisir Kanal. From efficient service delivery to expanding economic diplomacy. At least 11 people killed in second Russian strikes on Kyiv in a week. And England and Norway advanced to quarterfinals after a round of 16 thrillers of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.
Thank you.